Luis Guerra's last name means war in Spanish. Guerra doesn't want to start a war with his neighbor, a barbecue restaurant that sits right behind his home near Barton Springs Road. But he's talked to the owners about the smoke, and nothing has happened. So yesterday, he talked to Mayor Pro Tem Kathy Tova.
They say we're whining. We're desperate.
Thanks so much. And as I was saying, this would initiate a process of really talking to stakeholders.
So Thursday's approval of the resolution got the ball rolling. What's the next step? To get input, not only from neighbors like Guerra and restaurant owners, but also from air quality experts, and possibly from zoning experts who could weigh in as to where a restaurant ought to be built. With all that input, City Manager Mark Ott will provide recommendations to two council committees, the one on Health and Human Services and the one on Economic Opportunity. Hoover Alexander owns Hoover's Cooking on Maynard Road. He says ideally, every stakeholder will be a good neighbor to everyone involved.
I don't believe we've had any negative response from the smoker at our restaurant on Maynard Road. I want to be a good neighbor, want to continue to be a good neighbor, but you know, our restaurant industry it's a tough one to be in.
A tough but powerful industry. Council was reminded Thursday that the industry provides 30,000 jobs and $63 million in tax revenue for the city. Joy Diaz, KUT News.